From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. And more these days, we're getting pitched albums described as chamber pop. Music that wraps top 40 hooks in lush classical orchestration. And this one, by a group called San Fermin, stood out.
Get over you like anything I ever could.
This song, Renaissance, is the lead track off San Fermin's self-titled album. In an era when an online single or leaked demo can make or break a band, San Fermin is taking a chance on a full-blown concept album. It was hatched by a man who doesn't sing, but who formed the group and composed their music, 24-year-old Ellis Ludwig Leon, and it's a love story.
Yeah, it's sort of based around the interaction between a male and a female character. The male character is a little more grandiose and is a sort of a manifestation of a lot of things that I was thinking about around the time when I was writing when I was 22.
There's a mob at the door, I hear them calling for my head, and the scary walls I'm still dreaming magnificent.
I just graduated from college, and it wasn't a given that I was going to be a musician or anything. Everything was sort of up in the air. And this male character was sort of he's looking for, you know, directions that his life can go and sort of meaningful things that he can find. And the female character is a little more cynical and a little more, I suppose, aloof.
And you hear that in the first song, Renaissance, where the male character is making very sort of dire statements. And then things totally switch gears in Crueler Kind, which is our introduction to her.
I wouldn't worry. Your melodramas are embarrassing. My cripple Henry. Imagine menace under everything.
You know, after writing Renaissance, I sort of had this immediate backlash where I felt like I just needed to cut it off at the knees.
It's that little voice in your head that's like, take down the drama, dude. Right?
It's exactly not.
You're going to be okay.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, her first line is, I wouldn't worry, your melodramas are embarrassing, which is sort of how I felt about myself at that time. I mean, I think the big breakthrough for me was actually figuring out that I could write for characters, because then I could push these aspects of myself in very different ways and imagine these people as if they had made, you know, different decisions and explore a much larger range of emotions.
Now, I read that you went on an artistic retreat to the Banff Center in the Canadian Rockies. What was that like? I mean, how remote are we talking? And what did you think you were going to write?
So the Banff Center is on a mountain in the middle of the Canadian Rockies. It's a really idyllic landscape. In fact, it's kind of ridiculous. You know, I'd be writing these songs and then walking to the top of a mountain for my afternoon walk. So it almost felt sort of laughably grandiose.
And were you trying to, like, just get away from your smartphone? Or did you think you were going to write, you know, the great American fill-in-the-blank?
Well, I certainly was trying to get away from my smartphone. And they don't have service there, which was, like, really helpful.
Key to creativity.
But, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, I had a pretty strong plan, actually, for what I was going to be doing. I had a skeleton framework, and I knew that I wanted to write very quickly, so it felt like a bunch of different furniture, but coming from, in the same room.
And you said write quickly. I mean, you wrote a song a day, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Over that summer, I mean, I applied to the Banff Center because my mom had actually gone there as an artist. And so I had been there, and it stuck in my memory as a kid.
And what kind of artist is she?
Both my parents are visual artists. They're painters.
Ah, so you're a rebel.
I suppose you can call it that, but the whole family is that's sort of the trade of the family. My sister's a painter as well.
Now, today you work in music composition professionally, right? You're helping to write orchestration for operas and ballets and films. Mm-hmm. And that really comes through, I think, in the instrumental portions of the album. I want to play a song called True Love Asleep, which is one of many moments on the album that are kind of an instrumental palate cleanser. So, Ellis, this gets into a more kind of complex emotions, I guess.
I sort of imagined it as a back and forth between the male and the female character. And then I knew that I wanted these interludes as sort of these breaths where, even though the female character is being really cynical, I wanted to maybe hint that there's maybe more going on in her mind.
We talked a little bit in the intro about this idea of chamber pop, which I don't know, you probably hate. Most musicians hate these labels that get put onto their music. But pop is so tight, right? I mean, that's really what makes it. It's just this kind of hard-hitting, obvious, tight thing, which is also, in a way, I think of as the opposite from the classical tradition.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I think the pop idiom, one of the things that it can really do is just punch you right in the gut. And I don't know if that's totally opposite of the classical idiom. I think it's maybe, maybe we've become a little more immune to a symphony orchestra, but if you imagine being, you know, going to a concert in the 1700s or 1800s, I bet that would really sock you pretty good.
A punch in the gut.
Yeah.
Is there a song on the album that you think does that?
I think Sunsick was, a lot of people say that song sounds really happy and it's like a summer jam, but that was like born out of sort of the most intense anxiety of probably anything on the record. I had just come back from Banff, actually, and a lot of my friends were making decisions about their futures, and it was terrifying. It was like you can see all these people make these decisions that are going to affect the rest of their lives and where they live, how they live, who they're with. And for me, it was really kind of a panic attack disguised as a party in a way.
A panic attack disguised as a party. Now this chorus makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Ellis, thank you so much for sharing the story of this album with us.
Thank you for having me.
Ellis Ludwig Leon, pianist and composer for San Fermin, their self-titled debut album is out now.
I'll fall for you soon enough. I've resolved to love.